at AvWeb.com. We love those news tips. Keep them coming. News tips at AvWeb.com. Now here's your audio cast for Monday, May 26, 2008, Memorial Day. Here's aviation consumer and AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli.
We're speaking today with Dennis Ferguson, who's CEO of Mooney. We're here at Mooney's headquarters in Kerrville, Texas. Dennis, we just came back from an impressive test flight on the Type S, the new Acclaim. I'd like to ask you generally where Mooney is going with this model and future models and how the sales picture is at the moment.
Okay. We're all quite excited. I'm glad you had a good flight. I talked to Dave a little bit who was with you, and said it was a good flight, so I'm glad you enjoyed that. It's a wonderful airplane. Everybody that I've talked to that has flown it just is quite pleased with the performance, and the performance or the numbers are on the book and so forth. So I think that really is a testament to our Dan Apel that you talked to earlier, that was our aerodynamics engineer that worked on this airplane. So we're really pleased with the work that he's done and what this airplane will do for us and our customers.
I was impressed. He listed changes in the cowling and flap gap seals and flap hinge seals, results in a 5-knot increase in speed, which we measured in the Garmin. The airplane actually did 242 knots at 25,000 feet, so right. Very impressive performance. Who are the buyers of these airplanes? We talked probably about a year ago about the emerging foreign market, and that seems to be coming on strong now. And why is that?
Well, I think that there are two things taking place. Well, there's more than two things, but there are two things that I'll address, certainly. One is that the exchange rates, the dollar exchange rate with most foreign currencies really is in a very positive position for us, a U.S.-built airplane that we can move into Europe and into Brazil and even Australia. The Australian dollar is looking stronger. So those are all places for us to market this airplane. The other thing is that we're just putting a concerted effort on foreign certifications that we've been so busy this past year since I've been here, just addressing productivity improvements and improvements in the airplane and so forth that and just delivering to our domestic U.S. marketplace kept us pretty busy. And so we're now just really paying a lot of attention to foreign markets, particularly because the domestic U.S. market, as you know from the Gannon reports the first part of this year, that we're all feeling the pinch of the slowdown in the domestic U.S. So we need to move out into international markets. So we just have put a lot of attention on working with the EASA and ANAC in Brazil and the CASA in Australia. So we are just making an effort to get the airplane certified in all these countries so it's easier to deliver airplanes. We can still move unregistered airplanes in certain places, but it certainly improves our market penetration if we have the foreign certifications that we are getting right now.
Who are the buyers overseas? Are they business users or pleasure users, combination?
I think there's a combination. A lot of them are looking, of course, at the business application of this. I think for the most part, the people that I have talked to personally just want personal transportation. They're tired of the airline experience, as we all feel that. And that's just a fact of life now, and that probably will not change. Maybe it will get even more difficult. So private transportation is just those that are fortunate enough to be able to do that. It's just a tremendous advantage, whether you use it for personal or business or whatever. In fact, I had one Swiss gentleman that talked to me. He said, "It's just my personal airliner." He said, I refuse to fly the airlines. This is my way of getting around, and that's what I'm going to do.
Are fuel prices having any kind of impact on sales?
You know, I keep asking that question, too, and for the most part, not. I think that the market segment that we're talking to that are flying these airplanes, they're flying them for the purpose of what that airplane does for them, and they're bearing the cost of the fuel. In fact, this same Swiss gentleman that I mentioned, I asked him that question, and he didn't even know really. He doesn't pay attention to the fuel cost at all. He wants his airplane and flies it. And even in Europe, where the aviation fuel is so much more expensive than it is here, it's not been a factor. Now, you know it's going to have some effect because there are certain people in certain categories, and particularly in say, in the lower-cost airplanes, probably where it will have much more of an effect than it does maybe for a moment.
Mooney is on track this year to sell a little over 100 airplanes, I guess?
Well, that's our track. The issue that we're dealing with is, again, reflecting back to the Gamma stats that we're all dealing with, is the slowdown in the domestic U.S. market. So we're taking another look at, really, what's this year going to hold for us. And we're offsetting the risk that we see in our domestic U.S. with looking at our international. And we see a lot of potential in the international marketplace. So that's we're hoping to see the offset there in our international business.
When you first took over CEO, you and I had a conversation about Mooney's economics and whether or not it can survive as a niche airplane company mm-hmm. with a small number of sales. Are you confident that the company has reached that point where it can make a go of it at between 90 and, say, 150 airplanes a year?
You know, we keep looking at that, and I am confident of that statement that that this can be a viable business at 90 to 100 airplanes. I am confident of that. There's an awful lot of work that we need to do to continue to make the company more profitable. But I think we're in a good position. We were just talking earlier about the differences between investing in a totally new airplane versus the way we've continued to improve the performance of this airplane that we have and manage the investment cost of development and so forth. And so I think that's one of the things that helps us assure our ability to stay in the game here is that we have not invested just mega bucks in a total new airframe. We are really happy with this airplane. We're pleased with the performance that we're getting out of it, and so I think that also helps us manage our business.
And with this airplane, you've really shown that the model still has legs because this is the fastest GA piston out there by a considerable margin. It has decent payload.
Right.
Is there more left in it?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I think, and we think that there is. And obviously, the more you ask out of the airplane, the more difficult each increment becomes. And so that's the real challenge that our engineers have is say, all right, what's the next increment and what can we do? What's the level of investment that it will take to get us to the next level? We're not giving up on it just yet.
So, okay. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Dennis.
You bet, Paul. Thank you.
Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.
Comments welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And for breaking general aviation news, as always, log on to AvWeb, www.avweb.com.